I'm going to share some fast thoughts on the impeachment, and then I'm going to be done. These impeachment hearings and trials, what's going on, this is kind of fascinating to watch people talk. The lawyers, the people talking in the Senate floor seem kind of boring, but some of them are going over some very important points about what's right and how you should conduct yourself. You know, why we have things set the way they are, you know, what they're going, a lot of the discussion going on here is the type of discussion that would happen at a constitutional convention. It's the type of discussion that happens in a government that's going through the process of trying to craft a new good law, to create a new good law. Now, Adam Schiff's closing remarks from their case, that was funny to me, because it was emotional appeal. He admits that statement, "Don't you call me, I'll call you. I'm going to say this 7 times. Listen up, because I'm only going to say it 7 times. You know, that thing, he admitted that was all an outright lie in his closing remarks. How is admitting that he falsified testimony, or the appearance of testimony anyway, going to help his case? See, he tried to be preemptive. Now they're going to say, don't listen to him. They're going to say that's an Ivy League law debate tactic, is where you anticipate what other people are going to say and then say, don't do it. I actually kind of used that a little bit once to my advantage in a fantastic landslide debate. There was, that's great. 2/3. I won that debate with 2/3 majority. It never goes that far. Maybe I should talk about it sometime. Not now. No, those are funny stories. Good old days in college. But Schiff, Democrats do this. It's called grandstanding. He's talking about impeachment, and then he's going on about how, we love America. And in my country, 'tis of me, sweet land of bitter sea, of me I dream. And he's going off on all this, you know, pie in the sky, frazzle dazzle. And it's not about substance. It's not about, okay, this is right, this is wrong, and this is what happened. It's not about that. We can't let, no president's king. All right, no president's king. Who are you talking about? You're talking about Obama and him appointing czars and just doing everything by executive order instead of making new laws? Is that who you're talking about? Nobody's king? You're talking about Bush? Bush being a Democrat inside, pretending he's a Republican outside? You're talking about Clinton and his corruption? Who are you talking about? No president's king. Jesse, obviously he's talking about Trump. Well, in context. But everybody agrees that no president should be king. But that's all his argument was. We have to stop this because no president can be king. Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Sure. Sure. Okay. All right. All right. Adam Schiff's arguments in the way that he's presenting his case is all about his ideas are the types of ideas that his target base, the people he wants to get to vote for him, would say. Trump said this, and it wasn't at all what Trump said. It was a complete lie. When he said that, he was talking the way a lot of mean, bullyish, lower class, less educated, always vote Democrat type of people. Republican also. But yeah, Adam Schiff is targeting his supporters. Okay. But he talks a lot the way that lesser educated, lower income, kind of bullyish people talk. Don't you tell me, I'll tell you. Now, this is important, so I'm only going to say it 7 times. All that was totally fake. But a lot of people that don't have money, they don't have a good school background, that's what they think they hear Trump talking like all the time. A lot of low income people, it's not just low income, low education, don't think very well. I mean, they're the type of people that'll say that you shouldn't cover up the YouTube video while it's playing because otherwise the video will stop. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, but no, I was doing my videos about an hour ago, and I was recording, and I can see there and in the monitor myself on the camera. And I'm like, you know, someone, wouldn't it be a funny joke somewhere to say, oh, don't move that window in front of the video editing program, or you'll block the camera. There are people that might tie their shoelaces by doing two loops and tying it into a big knot instead of tying a bow that you can pull the string. Yes, in the ghetto, I was in Cabrini Green, and they'd tie their shoes that way. They'd make two loops, and then they'd tie an X knot. And you got to fidget with it to get it apart. You don't just pull the string and then it comes undone like a bow. It looks like a shoelace, like it's properly tied at a distance, but it doesn't untie like one. And people in the hood, not everybody knew that. There's a lot of people in, it's amazing, I know. There's a lot of people in America who don't know much. And some of them love Trump. But especially Democrats, because Trump's a Republican, so he's got to always be over there, and I've always got to be over here, and we're always just going to fight, and no one's ever going to agree. We just got to survive because they want to kill me. That's what they believe. They hear Trump, the bad guy, saying, no, we're not going to do that, sorry. And they hear verbal abuse, anger, mad, banging things, temper tantrum, and their little Trump monster of their minds fits eerily and spookily with exactly what Adam Schiff made up. The imaginary Trump of people's minds, of many voters' minds, the Trump monster, is the same Trump monster that Adam Schiff imagined. And it almost makes you wonder if he got that fake Trump from like some secret little Trump playbook that's being passed around, as if there are people trying to make Americans think that. If Donald Trump had been a Democrat, ran on a Democratic ticket, and said the same things he says and passed the same laws he's passed, the Democratic voters that hate Trump as the Trump monster would love him because they'd think he's on their side. And for no other reason than he calls himself a Republican or Democrat. And the types of things that are being put out there as evidence of what Trump did play on this ignorance. People just don't know. It's ignorance. It's not evil. It's not malice. They're not bad people. They're just ignorant about it. They just don't know. Ignorance is not an evil, horrible thing. So, well, then again, it can turn into an evil, horrible thing. So those are some things I noticed about the impeachment. Love you. See you next week. Well, got to correct the impeachment trial. George, can you strike that from...